KJC Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you on this St. Patrick's Day. Glad to have you along with us. And also glad to have with us this morning from Wallet Hub is Jill Gonzalez. How are you today, Jill?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on the program. Now, before we get into the St. Patrick's Day stuff, tell us a little bit about what Wallet Hub is all about.
Sure. Wallet Hub is a personal finance website. We also look into hot topics, current events, holidays to see how much we're spending as a country, where we can save some money, and of course, the best places to do it.
All right. And that mainly at a website, right? Is it wallethub.com?
Yes.
Yeah. Check out the website. Pretty interesting. Well, we're going to talk about some interesting numbers today. I know we had you guys on last year, too, to talk about this, but we figured we better get some updated numbers. And it's St. Patrick's Day by the numbers. And some of these numbers here are not only astounding, but amazing. Give us a little bit about, as you mentioned, one of the things you talk about is spending. And it looks like we spend a lot of money for St. Patrick's Day.
We do. I mean, it's the fourth biggest drinking holiday behind New Year's, Christmas, 4th of July. So you can bet what a lot of money is that's going to be spent on. But we're spending as a country $4.4 billion. That boils down to about $35 per St. Patrick Day partier.
That is a lot of green beer right there, isn't it?
A lot of green beer, also a lot of Guinness, 13 million pints of Guinness alone.
Well, drinking is one part of it, but food is another part of it, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, we hear about the corned beef and the cabbage. Corned beef, I think, a little bit more popular, so we don't see a big spike there. But in cabbage shipments, we see a 70% increase during this whole week.
Oh, man. So, weird numbers when it comes to St. Patrick's Day. A lot of people don't think about that. But unfortunately, you know, going back to the drinking side of things, there is some unfortunateness to this, too. Some people who don't party responsibly.
There is. About every 74 minutes, that's the interval at which alcohol-related car crashes claim a life on this period, this week-long kind of period every year. 75% of those crashes involve a driver who's consumed two times the legal limit. So remember to be safe. I mean, I think now that Uber and Lyft are so popular, everyone has some better alternatives here.
You're right about that. Yeah, so, you know, celebrate responsibly today for sure. Now, one of the other things you do, and it's kind of unique, is you look at Irish-American households, too.
Yeah, so believe it or not, there's actually more people who claim Irish ancestry in America than in Ireland. So 33 million Americans claim to have some Irish descent. That's seven times all of Ireland's population.
Wow. That's amazing. So a lot of Irish Americans here in the United States.
Yeah, and a trivia fact for you. Yeah. St. Patrick's Day was actually created and celebrated for the first time in America, in Boston, of course. Not even in Ireland.
That is an amazing fact there. Well, you guys have a lot of you know, money facts like that, but also you've also looked at the best cities and the worst cities to spend your St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. So we looked at the 100 most populated cities in the U.S., actually across 15, almost 20 different metrics here. And, of course, as we just were touching on, Boston ranked number one here in terms of traditions, costs, safety and accessibility, and weather, always important. Boston was number one, then Buffalo, New York, Omaha, Nebraska, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh at 4 and 5.
Wow, that number three, though, is the one that kind of stands out. Omaha, Nebraska, that seems a little unusual. But
Know, shockingly, Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska are some of the highest Irish populations in the country.
Amazing. Now you got the best cities. Do you also have some of the worst cities?
We do, unfortunately. Yeah. So down here, we have cities like San Antonio in Texas, Memphis, Tennessee, Oakland, California, Dallas as well, and Birmingham, Alabama in the bottom five, too.
All right, good. I didn't hear Detroit in there. That would be the closest big city to us here in northern Michigan. So it's all right. We'll have a great day today. Now, if they want more information about anything we've talked about here, Jill, tell us a little bit how they can reach you with Wallet Hub.
Yeah, just head to wallethub.com, click on our studies, and you'll see a wealth of information, including where's the best place to party.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Jill, you also party responsibly today on this St. Patrick's Day. Jill Gonzalez from Wallet Hub and WalletHub.com. Thanks for joining us here this morning. And, again, make it a great St. Patty's Day.
You too. Happy St. Patty's.